Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity. Welcome to the Thursday edition of the Weekly Conversation with Kyle. I'm your host, Kyle, the man with the mic. This Thursday in the conversation, Walmart gets major grief over having a bulletproof Black Lives Matter shirt. Also, Donald J. Trump seems to be getting real results from U.S. taxpayers before he even takes office. As Boeing, when he had a meeting with him, has vowed to lower the price on making Air Force One. Also, the attacks in Berlin and what Obama said. What does he say? I haven't heard anything from him, but Donald Trump has spoken out. It's an attack on humanity, and it's got to be stopped. Also, being that I love Notre Dame a lot, also Purdue. What happened at Notre Dame basketball game, it's great. I'll get into that. Also, something the United States Constitution does not guarantee. I'll get into that and my thoughts about that. And also, Obama on Tuesday is trying to do a bunch of crap that he probably could have done when he was president, but he's trying to act like he's doing stuff now. But there's swaths of the Atlantic Ocean and Arctic Ocean that he's banning for life for you to be able to drill there. That and much, much more. So welcome to the conversation that I hope you feel a part of. John 4, verse 9. God showed how much he loved us by sending his one and only Son into the world so that we might have eternal life through him. Kind of think about that as you're going through your evening today. And welcome to the program, folks. It's just been great. You know, I read a post the other day. It was hilarious. Well, they tried to blame this person. They tried to blame Russia. They tried to blame the recounts. They tried to blame everything. And, you know, this is what's going to happen. January 20th, we're going to have a new president after 8 years of Donald J. Trump. And what's going to happen is they're going to be like, well, Jill Stein just filed for another recount from the first election. That's what's going to happen. Get over it. You lost. It's time to do what the Republicans did. And they worked with President Obama, because what happened? John Boehner said, we need to repeal Obamacare and this and that. And as soon as he got in, it's the lay of the land. Obamacare passed. That's what you have to deal with. I'm sorry, folks. I can't do anything. I ain't got no spine, no backbone, no nothing.
He hasn't been a spine or backbone in D.C.
Oh, I know.
Great.
Yep-er. But this is just Black Lives Matter. They had a shirt at Walmart, like bulletproof, and it was pulled. Because they were getting outrage. Lord help us. I mean, I don't get it. I really don't get it. But this is the society we live in. We have Black Lives Matter stuff. If it was a conservative Lives Matter, they would be like even more irate. But at least Walmart's taking it off. But then there are people that say, well, they should, it's freedom of speech. They should have been able, if you want to wear a shirt that's pro-Castro, then go right ahead. He was a dictator that killed people, but whatever. If you think he's great, then that's your problem. So, but they were just getting so much negative press about that and stuff. So, hey. And good for them. Good for them. Finally. I love this. I read an, as I want to get in this because this is the problem we deal with in today. And this is all you liberals, all you progressives out there. This is your party. A member of the congregation, the church, was arrested for the Vote Trump arson at Black MS Church. Remember where they put like Vote Trump and the place is burnt down? Oh, well. Fox News covered it. But it was a Black parishioner, a person who belonged to the congregation. It'd be like me going to my church and saying, vote Hillary Clinton and burning my church down. How does that make sense? How does that make... I want to know where these people are coming from. Andrew McClinton was arrested by the Greensville Police Department. Where has this society gone that we're taking? We need to sit. See, that's why I support conservative. We're not going to do that. I didn't like Obama, but I'm not going to sit there and burn down a church and say vote Obama. Now, what we got to do, folks, is we're gonna have to burn the whole city down because Obama won. Makes a whole lot of sense. I mean, all these women that supposedly grew up Trump came out and said, "Oh, we were paid." Now this, it's just I don't get it. I just don't understand. I guess I was raised better than that. I was raised better than that. I mean, this is very interesting because James Hetfield of Metallica, he's lived in California and San Francisco for years. 20, 30, like 20 plus years. Excuse me. This is how bad it is. Because he is moved out because he's sick and tired of the liberal leaders, because he's very conservative. And where he has been for many years, there are these people that it's our way or the highway. It's for, you know, it's, guess what, folks? It is our way or the highway. No, it's not. No, it's not, folks. It's not one way or the highway. Well, look at it like this. If Democrats were so great, wouldn't every 4 years we keep a Democrat in the White House? And wouldn't every 2 years we make sure that there's a controlled House and Senate by Democrats? If they were so great, or if Republicans were so great, wouldn't every 4 years we make sure there's a Republican in the White House as in America and make sure that the Democrats don't control the House and Senate and is controlled by the Republicans? If one party was so great, that's what you would have every year. Every year in existence, you would have Republicans controlling the House, Senate, and the White House, or Democrats. But you don't. It goes back and forth, and people are so tired of it that they said, hey, let's try something different. Let's try a non-politician, and let's see what he does. That's why James left. He's sick and tired of, well, I have a different view than yours. I support your view, but it's your view or the highway. Well, I guess I'm taking the highway because I'm done with it. You know, isn't it interesting how these intolerant conservatives, these poor intolerant conservatives No, we're not intolerant. Liberals are. But you don't have to worry, James. I'm glad you left because a group of Californian secessionists opened an embassy in Moscow. There's a ton of people in California that want to secede from the United States. Good luck getting that to happen. Yeah, good luck having that happen. Because what about the 3/4 of the country that doesn't want to secede? And then, I hope they do kind of succeed. Okay, then maybe what you can do is you can pass a law where everyone in California has their own printing press and they can just make their own money. See how well that goes over. You're bankrupt now. See, but I think if they were to secede, all their problems should continue. So, like, if they're, whatever debt they're in now and whatever bills they have now, they still have them. It's just going to be transferred into this new, whatever you're going to call yourself, this new country. And they talk about us as conservatives. I mean, there was a time, I think it was North Carolina, and even some people in Indiana wanted to look into having their own currency. But who knows? Who knows? I mean, I guess you got to follow Toucan Sam's nose because it always knows. But I guess I miss the old days. What I mean about the old days, I don't know if Melissa remembers this because when MTV actually had music videos. Yeah, I had some last night. I took some member berries so I could remember when MTV had music videos. Now they have resolutions for white guys video in 2017. What? I don't get it. I never thought I would see an America where, like, you have, like, CEOs, you know, that's, like, outraged and, like, voicing their opinion on a presidential candidate. Like, well, you know, if Trump's going to be involved in something, we want nothing to do with it. You know, I'm sorry, you know, I'm not for Pepsi and F Trump and go Hillary, you know, and if you support Trump, we really don't think you should be working for this company. Really? That's how they get anymore. I like Starbucks, and they're very, very liberal. But it's a great company to work for. They treat their employees great. They do good things. But I don't agree with some of the policies they have. But I'm not going to boycott a store just because they may like Hillary Clinton. If I want a Pepsi, I'm going to buy a Pepsi. I disagree with what they're doing, but it's America. I mean, I remember a story I read where this guy had a business. And in his business, he had to make some major cuts in his company because of policies Obama enacted. So he went out and he found people with Obama stickers and found out whose car it was, and they were let go. And when they said, "What the heck? Well, I have to let you go because of these policies enacted by Barack Obama. And since you supported him, I can't take someone that was against Obama and against what he was going to do and let him go. I have to let people go. You know, I have to be fair." There's a big difference. You know, when you look at, sorry, but this, because of this bill, I can't afford you. I want to have a company pay me $20 an hour. I don't want to have the government, I don't want to have the government tell them, okay, you have to pay. If they can afford it, I want them to pay me what they can pay me, you know, $15, $16 an hour. The government shouldn't be forced. And we're going to be in for a rude awakening in this country. And it's not for any reason of anybody. Okay, they have technology now to where you don't even, they need one person to make sure to watch the people and they can use the computer system. Okay, if you have a problem, I'm here to help. You can eliminate so many fast food workers. They have grocery stores where, okay, you have a cart, you go to your phone, you click, turn on the app, you put stuff in your cart, you go through this register, it scans everything in like 5 seconds or less, you walk out and your account is charged, bang. You don't need a cashier. They're already test marketing it with, I think it's an Amazon grocery store. You don't even need it. I remember one of my favorite shows, which I don't, it'd be kind of neat to see if you could find it. I've looked on YouTube, but there's only the introduction. They used to have a thing on Discovery Channel called Beyond 2000 and showed all these new technologies and things they were coming out with. And they showed a German grocery store where they could take a whole shopping cart, go right through the scanner, and it would scan everything, bang, 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 and it would give you a thing, and you'd swipe your card, and you're out the door. Back then, that was like before 2000. They have this technology. They don't need cashiers. So if you're working as a cashier, be thankful. Be grateful. You know, Obama has divided this country. And all these people are like, well, I have a friend that every person Trump is hiring and has on his team, oh, they're all racist or all this. Trump's a billionaire. And I'll say this a million times. He's a billionaire. He doesn't have to work. He doesn't have to do anything. I know some people out of confidentiality. I can't say where they are, whatever. But one of them is heir to a brewery, to a beer-making company. And they get royalties. And they get upwards of $50,000 plus a month from the royalties. I don't know if you ever heard of Sarah Winchester, the heir to the Winchester Gun Company that like went to a psychic and she said that she were being haunted by the ghost and the spirits of the people who were killed by Winchester guns, and she kept building her house and every night she slept in a different room and all this stuff, and she was getting like $1,000 a week or something, or a day or something, in royalties back then, which is like she spent more money in one room than most people spend an entire house back in the day. You know, and some of these people have more money than they know what to do with. My point is, that's how Trump is. He has more money than he knows what to do with. He doesn't have to be running for president. He's doing this for the right reasons. Oh, well, all these greedy people he's having. Good, I want greedy. They're not greedy. They're already wealthy. They don't need money. It's not like, okay, well, I need to line my pocketbooks. They don't need to line their pocketbooks. It's nice that we're getting people in there that are in there for the right reason and not wanting to try to better themselves. And maybe some of the laws that Trump passes will help everybody. Not just his business. I mean, because like he's really going to be able to pass a bill that's only going to be targeted towards his company. I mean, I don't know. I guess I remember a South Park episode with the Hall of Tolerance and all this stuff. And you need to be tolerant and this and that. And as soon as they get out, there's a guy smoking. Get out of here, you dirty lung smoker. And they start throwing him out. And okay, you just went through the Hall of Tolerance. You know, give the man a chance. They won't. Like I said, January 20th. Will be 8 years of having Trump, and we'll finally have a new president. And they'll still be trying to. Well, we need to. We're filing for a recount. I don't get it. You know, Trump had a meeting with Boeing, and they vowed to lower the cost of building the new Air Force One. It's very simple, folks. Just like going to the grocery store. You'll be surprised the markup on some items and what they really cost. I have a friend that used to have a, I guess in Indianapolis, they have like a shopper's club where like if you have a business card with like a tax ID number, you can shop at this wholesale place. And he goes, it's amazing what things, he goes, I used to love doing those like Secret Santas where you'd exchange gifts because I paid $10 limit. Well, $10 for me is like a $50 retail item. And I'm paying 10 bucks for it. Because his parents used to do like flea markets and stuff all the time. And they go there and buy like shotgun lighters and novelty things like that for dirt cheap. You could sell them for $3 and they pay like 25 cents for them. But it's nice to see he's not even present. He's trying to get stuff done. He's trying to do stuff. He's not just sitting playing golf. I don't know if you saw this video. I just want to quick get on this. This was hilarious. I've looked it up and I didn't say where it was from, but this guy is on this like lake with a, I don't even think it's a golf course. He's on a lake and he has a golf ball on the frozen lake and he goes to swing at it with a golf club and he slips and falls on his butt and breaks through the ice. And it becomes like very, I guess he's okay, but I guess he got soaking wet and wow. You know, there was a guy that commented on this and it was hilarious. And it goes, reminder, there was a thing where it goes, reminder, golf and ice hockey are not the same sport. As golfer tries to hit a golf ball off icy lake. And this person put this, and this is the greatest comment. This is why there shouldn't be any warning labels for stupid people. Just let the problems sort themselves out. I agree with that. You know, you need to put one of those like easy bake ovens in every house. And, you know, when a kid burned, you know, we got burned. We learned. We had those little like burn the wood burning kits with like the cord that was only like 2 inches away from the, only like 2 inches long. You had to be right up against the curtains. And when you got burned, you learned not to do it. Yeah. Now, yes, is this customer service for Nerf? Yes, your Nerf gun with your foam arrow hit my kid in the head and he cried. I'm suing you. You know, grow up. Learn. Put one of those easy bake ovens when you get burned. You're not going to stick your hand in there. You learned. Yes, it's fun. It's fun that way. You learn. You learn more in real life by screwing up than you ever do by making anything right. When you make an Italian buttercream, it separates before it comes together. And of course, when we're doing when I'm doing a practical on it, I'm making it, and the pastry chef comes by and goes, it's separating. I said, I know this is the third, but he knew I was trying to get out that like the third time I've done it, and I threw it out every time. But he knew I knew what I was doing because he knew I hadn't thrown it out yet. So, but one of those things that, you know, you try to get the chef, but they're on top of it. They know. It's like, why do you try to pretend like I screwed up with it falling apart if you know it's the first time I've done it, you know, I know what I'm doing, but they do it anyways. Yep, and it comes back together. And I tried to mess with them, but I guess it's kind of this is a culinary school story, but it's a good one. Well, because like I think it was Chef David was a yes or no man. If he asked you a question, it's yes or no. Is the chicken done? I said, it's in the oven, sir. And he goes, bleep, God dang it, it's yes or no. And I said, well, I answered two questions with one, because if I said no, then you'd have to ask us if it's even started. I said it's in the oven, which means it's not done, but it started. And he hated it because I was technically right. Because I answered two birds with, I answered two questions with one answer. I said, it's working. He wanted a yes or no. But then if I said, no, it's not done, then he would ask. You know, if he would have said, is it started? I could say, yes. But he said, is the chicken done? No. Then he'd have to ask another question. Is it even started? So, yeah, it's funny. Chef didn't think it was, but hey. But you learn. That's how we learn in this country, by doing. You know, we're not $20 trillion in debt because of George W. Bush only. I mean, liberals want to think so. Liberals want to think that, well, when George Bush took office, we had a surplus of money. But isn't it funny how now that right before Obama's ready to leave the White House, he's passing all this stuff, he's pardoning all these people, he's taking all these wide swaths of the Atlantic and the Arctic Ocean, and he's placing them on indefinite off limits for oil drilling. Maybe what they should do is you should, if you're like a conservative, your tax dollars go to conservative issues. If you're a liberal, your money goes towards liberal issues. So like if Obama, when he was president, a lot of his stuff were liberal things, why should my taxes go to pay for stuff that I don't support? Imagine how many liberals would be up in arms if conservatives didn't have to have a dime come out of their taxes for Obamacare. I mean, imagine that. So when Trump does something that's great for America, you shouldn't get to benefit because you're a liberal and you don't support it. Wonder how long that would last. Just things I think about. Things I think about. Because remember, folks, the U.S. Constitution does not give anyone the right to come to the United States. That's a privilege that we extend to you. You want to come over here? That's great. We're extending this privilege. But here's what you got to do. You have to become a citizen. You have to learn English. You have to do things. No, we have to allow everyone to just walk through here, no matter what language they speak, no matter what, who cares. If you don't got numbers, don't worry. We'll help you steal someone's social security number, someone's ID, someone's bank account. So don't worry. Or if you don't have ID to vote, don't worry. We don't allow, we make sure you don't have to have IDs to vote. Don't worry about that. We'll bus you around so you can vote 7 or 8 times. Don't worry. As I quote the late great, not really late great, but the Bill Clinton, who said that we are a nation of laws and immigrants at the same time. You know, we're a nation of immigrants, but we also have to have laws. What a concept. You have to have laws in the country. What a concept, folks. Not many people know that. I just wonder when, if ever, the conservatives will accept that Donald Trump has won the election and say, hey, I'm going to give him a chance. And if he does great, hey, I was wrong. Because I know a lot of people that voted for Obama the first time around and said, I'm going to give this man a chance. And they got screwed. Or at least they feel that way. Yeah. Just like that lady. And I've said this, it's been months since I said this, but because like I told this to a friend who's very, very liberal. And I said, well, if you think Obama's so great, go. There's a video on YouTube from InfoWars. with Alex Jones, and that's the Lord help her when I said Alex Jones's name. But I'm like, it had that lady from Cleveland who got that famous Obama phone lady. I got a phone. Everyone in Cleveland who vote minority, Obama gave us a phone. We got a phone. And they said, okay, look at you. We're gonna bring your statements in. We're gonna show you the taxes you were paying before Obama and what you're paying now. And and they showed the video where Obama said, under my policies, if you make under $250,000 or less, your taxes will not go up. And she goes, mine have skyrocketed, mine have doubled. And they showed her like six things. It's not about, I really wish I could honestly say that America has come together more under Obama. There's less racism. Our taxes are lower. I wish I could say that, but I can't. And, oh, wow, we have Trump. If my taxes are five times higher, I'm going to bitch. If it's not getting better, I'm not going to kiss his butt. I'm going to complain. What a concept. You vote on someone and you support them based on what they do, not based on if they're a liberal or a progressive. Just kidding. You get that joke, liberal and progressive. You know, if you're a conservative or you're a liberal, that shouldn't matter. It should be, what have you done? Imagine owning a restaurant, and if you're a liberal and the restaurant's failing, they still say you're doing a great job. But if you're a conservative and you're making millions of dollars and it's successful, oh, you suck. I think I'd want to suck then, wouldn't you? Because you're making money. This just got to my heart because this is the holidays. And there's real, I love feel-good stories. And this is just amazing. There's about just under 30 minutes in the program. I want to thank you all for tuning in wherever you are. Matt Farrell is a basketball player, a forward on the Notre Dame basketball team. Go Irish. And they had a video because his brother was like, you know, I'm in Afghanistan and I want to wish my family and Matt Farrell back home at Notre Dame, you know, a happy holidays and Merry Christmas, and I'll be seeing you very soon, really soon. And next thing you know, he's actually at Notre Dame's basketball arena. And it just, wow. Because they weren't expecting him till like February. And to have him home, that was just incredible. I just was like, wow. That was just awesome. That was just awesome. Because I know what it was like when my dad lived overseas when I was a kid, and when I finally got to see him when he came home. I remember he came home to the Purdue airport one time with like a full beard and everything. I didn't know who he was, and I ran from him. And he was just like in tears. He didn't like, because I didn't know who he was, so I ran. I'm like, what's he doing? And then when I saw him with my mom, she must know him. So I don't know what it's like to go 3 months or 4 months or 5 months or 6 months without having my dad. I wonder who's going to pay for this. I don't know if you heard about this, but this was out of a San Diego County. The Border Patrol officers say they had two cars with an estimated $3 million heading to Mexico. And the majority of it was in the trunk of a Volkswagen Passat. That is just incredible. $3 million. And I'm sure that's for drugs. Why don't they legalize it, regulate it, and tax it? There's a country where they've actually taken heroin and legalized it. It's free. You just go to a government clinic. Come on, Melissa, let's go down to the government clinic and let's shoot up before we party. Never done it before. they don't do it. It's not seen as fun, or I don't know why heroin is seen as cool in the first place, but I guess it's not seen as cool and fun, and the usage rates have gone down like tenfold. And they're trying to be like the tobacco industry in terms of what can we add to this heroin that will curb cravings, so that as we give it to them, we can add more of this, and before you know it, they have no craving for it. They're trying to do like I was talking about to someone the other day with the tobacco industry, where they knew it was dangerous, and the whole time I think they were trying to find a way to make it safer because they knew they were going to get busted in the end. They knew there was going to be a link, and people were going to find out that they've known for years how bad it is. But I think they were trying to hopefully, before that happened, here's a way to make a cigarette safer. You know, and that's what I think, that's what they're trying to do. How can we, and there's clean syringes every time. It's illegal to sell it in the street anyways, but why would you get it? Why would you buy it off of someone in the street if it's free? Just saying. That's $3 million. That's a lot of money. It's crazy. Oh, wow. It's crazy. It is. But it's just neat to see that, you know, see him and his brother reunited. That was just awesome. I said, get back to that. Because it was just like, I watched that like 5 times. Just like, it just gets to you. So it was just, it's just neat to see him surprise him and all that. It's just cool. Because, like I said, you know, my dad was gone a lot when I was a kid. So it was working overseas with National Homes. And just reminded me when I was a kid, you know. But I mean, he's not a kid, but just that, well, I'm, you know, especially when, like, my dad's supposed to be home and then he gets all the way to Chicago here and then something went wrong and he got a first class ticket and had to go back. And I don't know if you heard of Cindy Stilwell. She was a Jeopardy champion. He was winning, reached over $106,000. And it will be donated to cancer research in hopes that no one else will have to go through what she went through in a family statement. Winning streak ends for a woman who died before Jeopardy episodes aired. She was like the longest running champion and had $106,000. And before they even aired, she died of cancer. Not many people realize, but like those shows are like, when you're watching an episode now, it's been about three or four months when it was taped. Because I actually saw a thing on Wheel of Fortune and who is it? Vanna White says they tape 5 episodes a day. So like if they do college week, it's all taped in one day. And I didn't know that. And it was just like, yeah, we work like, I forget how many, I mean, like she works like 1 week a month and then they're off for 3. It's crazy. But it's just, I mean, I love that the family is like, hey, we're going to donate this. We want to get some cures out there and try to do stuff. And I want to get into this because this just popped into my head and I really wanted to talk about this because as you listen out there, you know, I really respect you and I want you to understand and respect me. I'm actually doing some investigations on this because there was a bunch of things a couple weeks ago about how they're supposedly trying to ban CBD oil and all this, and it's not really banning, I guess. The hemp CBD and stuff there is not being banned, and it's all taken out of miscontext and stuff. When I was looking into it, there are several companies, including the one that I use, Real CBD. It didn't have the product I used, but there were several six companies that the FDA tested that the products had no CBD in them at all or very little. And the company that I use that I get great results from, it didn't list the product I use, but there was like a couple, like three products, and two of them were like a tablet form and said there were like little to no CBD at all. There was like a CBD for pets that they said, like this company made like three different CBD things for pets, and they all said that none of them had CBD in them and all this. And so I'm trying to find out what's being done. I mean, there's, and I've said this before, it's very unregulated, this whole industry. And we as users want regulation. We want to know that, okay, that every batch is being tested, that they can, here we go, here's an incredible company that's verifying that this is what is on the bottle, and I'm getting what it says it is. I'm not buying Tylenol or Advil going, well, I hope this has what it says, and I hope it has 200 milligrams of acetaminophen. No, you assume you're getting what you pay for. And I'm doing some investigations on it because it's a company I use that was listed. It didn't list any products I used, but still, if I'm going to recommend a company which I use myself, I don't tell you to, I use this. So it's not like I'm recommending you to, I use that next for precious metals. So if you want to start investing in precious metals, I love Apnex. I'm not going to recommend something to my listeners that I don't myself use myself. But it's just something that I'm going to do some investigating. I've left some messages. I'm waiting to hear from a callback. I'd love to actually see if I can get them on the program to clarify. You know, because maybe they've, okay, hey, this is, you know, we're fixing this. We're getting whatever. But got about 17 minutes left in the program, folks.
I just read an article. I just read an article that the Cheesecake Factory kicked out three uniformed and three uniformed police officers because they had guns. And there's a call to boycott the Cheesecake Factory. And after reading the article, I sent it to you. After reading the article, I fully support it.
Wow. That's amazing. Wow. That's going to cause backlash right there, because that's wrong. I'm sorry. I mean, I'm gonna have to read that article, and I will definitely comment on that. But that's just sad that you have uniformed officers that
lack of support because they had guns. They were kicked out.
That's just sad.
And I said, hey, go put your guns up or anything. Told to get out.
Yeah, they weren't even. Yeah, I could see if they're like, okay, yeah. But then if you're a military officer, you know, I don't know. I want to get into, I'm sure you've all seen the old fat lady on YouTube, that internet sensation, the glutton-free and vegan lady. That is kind of offensive to me in a way, because when you've got it, it's not a diet for me. This is my life. It's a matter of, like my sister Lisa in Kalamazoo, would just have a Sweetwaters donut. I can't. It kills the villi in my stomach, which allows my body to absorb nutrients. I can't do it. But it's funny, though, because at the end, she's like, oh, it's so good. But it's kind of, I mean, because I have been in places when I've met people at, like Meijer that are eating gluten-free because they're on a fad diet or whatever. It's not a fad diet for me. But several years ago, I wrote a cookbook, Full Legumes, and it's a everyday vegan and vegetarian recipes that's wheat-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. Some of them are. Like the pizza recipe in there is my original recipe. And I would recommend if you do that, use like Bob's Red Mill 1-to-1 with as the flour and make it. And it's I miss having it because it was so great because I put cornmeal in with the flour to give it texture, and it's so incredible. Even my old boss that had a pizzeria, Bon Appetito, and Italian Eater, and made Italian pizzas, he was like floored by that. And you got to remember, I made this cookbook when I wasn't diagnosed yet. It was in dedication to my mom. And I'm having lunch. This is a story, mind you. I'm having lunch today. And a guy out of the blue comes up to me. And I guess he's like a trainer where I work. So like if you want to go to the, like if one of the residents wants to go to the workout room, and he can help him out and work with them and stuff. And I'm sitting there, and he comes up and goes, "Are you Kyle?" I said, "Yeah." He goes, "You wouldn't happen to have been a guy that wrote a vegan and vegetarian, like gluten-free cookbook." "Yeah." "Yeah, I got it. And it's just, I can't wait to do the recipes. I'm going to read some of the excerpts from this book where I talk about," this is what he was talking about. Cause he was like, "The way you talk about food is amazing." And it's like this, and this is how I posted it. Goes, "Being a professional, I can look at a dish that is started like a pasta or a dough, and I can tell it might need more flour, oil, or water. Like an artist that can draw the whole car from only seeing a part of it, I can do the same thing with food. When working on this book, I tried to put that into perspective and write recipes in a way that makes sense. I hate getting a cookbook and not understanding how something is made or how to do something. That is why I write a lot of my recipes in an open-ended style. Like the gnocchi, depending on the potato or time of year or humidity, you might need more or less flour. I cook all the time, making minor adjustments to dishes, not knowing it. I can see someone making a recipe and following it to a T, and something goes wrong. What happens? They get mad. They want to know what the bleep went wrong. For someone like me, I more than likely could have fixed it by making a minor adjustment or two. I looked at the dishes that I have made many times and tried to see if there was something I unknowingly did to correct it or make it better." I'm going to stop reading just for that, because I would do that. When I make a recipe, I would just add something, and I'm like, "Oh, crap, I got to write what I put in there, because I just ingested stuff without even thinking about it. See if there is something I unknowingly did to correct it or make it better. Sometimes I noticed 4 out of the 12 times I made this dish, I did adjust things, and I tried to reflect that in my recipes and directions. For the most part, if a recipe was not changed, it was because, depending on the weather or humidity, you might just need to add a little bit more water or flour, nothing really big. One thing I hope you get from this book is a new way of looking at food, not only making some great memories around the kitchen and kitchen table, but also expanding your horizons with food. I made this book fairly small because I often see cookbooks with tons and tons of recipes, and I can see people getting lost and feeling overwhelmed. I want people to feel like they can look at the pages and see a manageable book. I hope this is a book that will be seen as usable, and not that it's too big and becomes a fireplace mantelpiece you weekly dust off. I own a few cookbooks, and I feel that I have not even begun to put a dent in half of the recipes, and I never want that feeling from a reader of my book. I want to send a big thank you out to Heather Holly for editing my book and for helping out so much. My sister Lisa and Don and Mom and Dad, who believed in me enough to see this dream become a reality. Also, to all the chefs I have learned from over the years, there are too many to name them all, but they have all played a role in forming my cooking style. Because of them, I always look at recipes open-minded. If it says cook for 20 minutes, I check it at 10 minutes to see if it's halfway done. Also, if I'm making a batter, don't add all the liquid at once. Add it in parts at a time. You can always add more liquid to a batter, but once it's there, it's hard to remove it. I would like to see you take some of my recipes and use them as a guide and come up with your own creative takes on my dishes. The 21 recipes in this cookbook are special to me and are from my heart. That is why I put them in this book. Yes, I hope you enjoy the dishes in this book and the passion that comes along with them. Just know that passion drives great cuisine, and with good products and amazing friends to go along with it, it makes for moments that you wish could never end. Thanks for picking up this book and allowing me not only into your kitchen, but my dishes and your memories for a lifetime. But like I told my wife, I said, if you go on a vacation, go to the hotel. Where is the local dive? Where is the place that is that? What is this town known for? Where is the restaurant? Where can I go and get? Because like if you go to Purdue University to see a football game, you better be going to the XXX Family Restaurant on the hill, but on the level in West Lafayette, and you better be having Greg Gersman say hi to you, and you better be getting the Dwayne Purvis burger with peanut butter on top. It's famous. It's damn good too. I used to eat them when I ate meat. And you better be going to Harry's Chocolate Shop. My point is, when you go to a restaurant, try to find one in the city that's like it's what the city's known for. It's a local establishment. I guess I'm floored by that. I don't see myself as anything special. And when someone just comes up to me like, hey, I can't, man, those recipes look so amazing and so awesome. Like, wow, because I almost forgot about this book. I mean, not that I forgot about it, but just been a long time since I've looked at it or ever, and it's just like, wow. I mean, I've been out and about, and people recognize me from a friend of a friend or whatever, and they're like, oh, you do that radio show, da-da-da, and I've listened. And as long as you're polite to me, I'll be polite to you. How you doing? Okay, so I'm going to ask you something. Okay, well, what do you think about this? And I have no problem. I am a human being, you know. But it just like, dang, it brought me to tears because I just do what I do. I guess I'm just amazed that, I guess what I do, not many people do. And, but I'm going to quick get into, because I got about 6 minutes left. NASCAR has come out with a new logo. There was debate whether they were going to do this or not, but they've, okay, it used to be the Winston Cup Series, then it became the NASCAR Nextel Cup Series, and then Sprint bought out Nextel, and it became the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series, and it's become Monster Energy Drinks, the title sponsor. And they decided, because there was debate on it, and it's going to be called the NASCAR Monster Energy Cup Series. They were debating on having cup in there or not. Like, it's always been there, leave it there, and they did. And I think it's gonna be great. I like the logo. I think it's really neat. That's awesome. I like it. I think it's really cool. Since I just wonder, because a lot of their stuff is black, are their shirts gonna be black? Because I really don't want to be wearing a black, you know, Monster Energy NASCAR shirt in the 90 degree sun out at a race. I probably would anyways, but that's going to be cool if they have like collector cans with NASCAR stuff on it. That'd be kind of cool. I want to quick get into, while I still got a few minutes, on the Premier League, and we are in 6 points, Manchester United with 30. Tottenham Hotspurs have 33. See, they need to lose, and we need to win to gain ground, but that's not happening. But, I mean, we're showing lots of promise. We're moving up. Everything's good. I can't wait. Saturday, Boxing Day at 10 a.m., we take on Sunderland. I'll be watching that at my mother and father-in-law's house for a little bit, and then probably the family will be coming over. But it's on Boxing Day, which, if you don't know, it's like a bank. It's like the day after – Christmas and it's like a banking day. So it's, I'm just really excited for the team because they're just starting to, I think they're starting to really gel. They're having more shots in goal than any team. Now they're starting to get some in the goal. You know, so I think it's going to be exciting. You know, one of my good friends, James at work, he's like, well, see what I tell you, man, Arsenal, they're going backwards. I'm like, well, maybe you should root for them to suck in the beginning of the year and then maybe they'll end up doing great. I'm like, well, you know, I don't know. Well, they keep Austin Vegas, so the only ones they have to complain is themselves. You know, if you think you're not going anywhere with Austin Wenger, then you need to say, okay, we need to find someone else. Chelsea's done it. Manchester United's done it. Everton's done it. Swansea's done it. But Bob Bradley, he's got a, I think they're going to make a decision by the end of the year if they keep Bob Bradley or not. I think they need to give him some time. I don't know. I say give him to the end of January, and if nothing improves, but he's under extreme pressure because he's the first manager that's not from England running an English team. And the fans in Swansea don't feel like they were any way involved in that decision. And you should, as a club, feel like, okay, you have some say, hey, what do you, you know. And they don't feel like they were. And I really want to see him do well just because he's a great manager. So. Got about 90 seconds left in the program. Coming in and listening. And maybe someday the liberals will have accepted Trump. That he's won the presidency. And we can move on. And we can work on issues. Like, well, he wants to do this and this and this. What do I think? Instead of like, well, here we go. They're still whining. They're still bitching. They're still complaining. Yep. Just like Manchester United will get back up into the first spot and win the Premier League title, the United States will be a nation that is great again. There have always been successful people in this country of every race, color, and creed. Don't let anybody fool you that only the white man has been great in America. Because it's not that case. Look at how many Native American casinos they have. Ho, 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 ho. And with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other a life. Until next time, good night and God bless. Goodbye.